Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue through the devotional journal, Almost Heaven, Devotions for the Journey Home, we're looking at the topic of a home of rescue. Have you ever been stuck somewhere, needing help and not sure if help is coming? Not even sure of where to seek out help? And all of a sudden, out of seemingly nowhere, help arrives. There have been times where I've been stranded along a highway, flat tire or something, and car after car just keeps on going by. And some, most of this was well before the era of cell phones. And so there was really no easy way to call for help short of locking things up and walking to the nearest exit, unless someone would stop. It's those times where those flashing red lights are kind of a welcome sign to have a police officer pull up behind and ask, "Do you need something? What's the matter? How can I help?" There was a time, a number of years ago, I was speaking, doing a prayer seminar at a church up in Michigan, and it had been a good weekend, but it was a long weekend. And I had decided that after the final session, I was just going to drive home. And it was late, but it was a 4 or 5 hour drive home. And I knew I was so excited from all that God was doing that I wasn't going to sleep anyhow. And I had not gotten even an hour down the highway when all of a sudden the steam started billowing out from under the hood and the car made some funny noises, and I couldn't see because of the steam in front of me, and so I pulled off the side of the road and began to wonder what to do. Now, this was recent enough that I had a cell phone, and I didn't know who to call, but the most logical choice at the time, at least, was to call the people that had volunteered to house me for the conference, for the seminar. And so I gave them a call, and they were right away willing to come get me, to come help. And I waited. In the meantime, one of those police officers stopped to see what they could do. And when I told him help was on the way, and he stayed to make sure that my car was noticed, but that relief when my friends showed up and we found a way to get the car towed to a nearby shop and went back to their house for one more night. And in the morning, everything was able to be resolved. And I made my way home. You see, we live through life. If we live life on our own, we find ourselves stranded with no hope. And it's in those times that Jesus has come along to rescue us from the trouble that we've gotten ourselves into. But his idea of rescue isn't simply to pull us out of the ditch and send us on our way. His idea of rescue is to resolve the problem, to create a transformation in our life, to cleanse us from the sin that had derailed us to begin with. the Bible talks about heaven being a home of those who have been rescued by God. Those who have been willing to accept His help. And the truth is, none of us ever make it into God's kingdom without a realization that we need rescued. There are times where minor things, I kind of brush off help. No thanks, I've got this. No thanks, I'll figure it out. And sometimes I'm prepared and I really don't need the help. Other times I'm not even sure what help I need. And I suspect for many of us there's times where an element of pride creeps in to where we don't want to admit we need rescued. We don't want to admit that we need help. We would rather keep fumbling around on our own, hoping that someday we'll figure it out. I used to have a collection of little gadgets and things when I was working full-time in youth ministry that often were things I would pick up in Happy Meal type toys for my daughter that she didn't really have any interest in. And there was one in particular that was built as a small little pyramid. And the top half of the pyramid was filled with sand. Yeah, and the bottom half was these plastic brick-looking pyramid structure. And the trick was to get the sand to disappear. And so I would pick it up, and there were these little depressions on each side, and I would push this one and pull that one and push over here, and all the sand would disappear into the base. And turn it over, the sand would fill the top and smooth out the sides, and it would stay there. And I would hand it to the students, and they would fiddle with that thing for long lengths of time. And one after one, as I would do this, they'd hand it to me. How did you do that? And I would just quickly push, 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 and boom, it would be gone. And then I'd turn it, fill it back up, and hand it to them, and they would fiddle with it for more time. And eventually they would decide they can't do it. For some, it would be a very short attention span and they would quit trying rather quickly, but there were many that would spend a long amount of time. But when they gave up, well, when they both gave up and asked for help, some gave up and just set it aside, had no interest in figuring it out if they couldn't do it on their own. But most of them would eventually give up and ask, "How do you do that?" To which my reply was always very simple. I would take the piece that they had been holding, and I would turn it over and show them. There on the bottom were imprinted in the plastic the instructions for which button to push in which order. The answer was right there in front of them all the time, but that's not what they were looking for. And until they were willing to admit they needed help, they didn't even know where to look. And isn't that the way life is? We go through life trying to do things on our own. We struggle. We make it harder than it has to be? We see other people who are doing life and it seems like it's going so much better for them. And even when they're dealing with the same things we're dealing with, they seem to be doing so with more grace, with more contentment, with more peace, with more hope, with more of all the things we wish we had. And instead of asking how they do it, we keep fumbling around on our own until we get tired of it. And we go to them and we lay out our life and say, how do you make it look so easy? And chances are, if they know how they're willing to, how they're making it look so easy, they'll not turn the object over. But hopefully they'll open up the scripture and say, the instructions are right here. It's not easy, but God fills me with hope. It's not easy, but God fills me with peace. It's not easy, but God fills me with contentment. You see, reading and understanding and living by the Scripture does not make life necessarily easier for us. But it rescues us from the separation from God that sin creates. And once we're rescued from that separation, we have the ability to be filled with the things that make life look easier. You remember that passage of the fruit of the Spirit, the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. It's against those things there is no law. But you have to surrender. You have to admit you need rescued. You have to admit that the home that you want is a home where God has rescued you. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to fully examine what things are you trying to still do on your own? What are you struggling with? What things are you making harder than what they have to be? Oh, I know, we live in a time where things are difficult, where it's so uncertain on what you really ought to do and what you shouldn't do and who's right and who's wrong. And why does life have to be this difficult? And maybe it's time that we read the instructions. And in the midst of the troubles, Jesus said we would have them, we find that we can be filled. We can be rescued. We can live with the hope and contentment that we desperately long for. Would you spend some time this morning praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love for us has created a way for us to be rescued from our sin, even when we didn't know we needed rescued. Your word tells us while we were still enemies of yours, that we were enemies with you in our minds, that Christ died for us. And Father, as we journey towards that home of complete rescue, may we live today as those who have been rescued. Rescued from the dominion of darkness. Rescued from the influence of the evil one. Father, may we continually gaze into your word to find the instructions for life, that we would be filled with hope and contentment, with peace and courage. And Father, as we live in this home of rescue, may we be busy in helping to rescue others as we share Jesus with them. May we be ready to give an answer for that hope, for that different life that we have, so that others would know your power to rescue. Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that they would know of your rescue, that we would live as such examples that they would be willing to admit that they need help. And Father, when our children cry out for help, may we be ready to help when you've equipped us to help, and ready to lead them to Jesus when the help that they need is beyond us. When the help that they need is to be made right with you. And may our teaching and training and modeling for them grow in them that desire to live in a home and to be headed toward a home of rescue. Father, as I pray, I continue to pray for those that are sick, those that are struggling with life. For those that are weary. They're tired of the mask, they're tired of the restrictions, they're tired of being told where they can go and where they can't go. I pray that you would continue to fill us with wisdom, that we would be mindful of one another, that in all things we would seek the good of others, that we would do so out of what is right. Oh, Father, today as I pray, I think of those that continue to be separated from loved ones. Their concern of keeping everybody well and healthy. For those that are so discouraged and depressed because they long for contact with another person. Father, help us to continue to find ways to reach out, to embrace one another, whether we're physically touching or not. Father, in the midst of this life that we're in, may we know the rescue that you've given to us. And may we live differently than the world because of the rescue that you've done. And Father, may we help others to know that they too just can receive the rescue that they need simply by crying out to you. By looking at the instructions in your word, by following them, by being obedient. By living a life surrendered to you as Lord and Master. Father, today as we thank you for rescuing us from sin, I pray that we would live life in such a way that we lift up Jesus in all things, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.